Warning, Beards, Brews, and Vinyl Reviews contains adult content and language.
Motherfuckers, we's back in the house. I'm Brandon.
I'm Travis.
And we are Beards, Brews, and Vinyl Reviews. How have you motherfuckers out there been?
It's been a fucking while.
It's been a fucking hot minute for sure, for show.
Yeah.
All right. What are we bringing on? I mean, I would say this week, but Jesus Christ, dude, we ain't been in here in fucking a year.
I think it's been like 6 or 7 months.
Months, my ass, dude. We are fighting off fucking tarantula, like Brazilian tarantula size spiders to get cobwebs off of shit in this bitch.
Yeah, that is true. We just literally dusted shit off.
I mean, shit wasn't even hooked up, so I mean, we wasn't even sure smoking fucking computer's ass was fucking going to fire up today.
No.
Oh, speaking of that son of a bitch, hey, Smoking, how you doing, buddy? That dude's a fucking, I don't know.
It's barely working.
No shit. But I tell you what, honestly, he ain't throwing sparks like he was the last show.
He turned over.
You know, we do hope you guys enjoyed the Dirty Deeds episode that we put out, like, I don't know, a fucking year ago.
Yeah, I think it was 7 months ago.
Oh, 7 months, my ass. It was like a year.
We recorded it longer. I think January is when we released it, though.
Was it January? Fuck, I don't know. Yeah. I drink a lot of beer, folks.
I don't touch the stuff.
Yeah, it just touches the, you know, like Frank the Tank said, once it hits your lips, it's just so good. Exactly.
Brandon and I are going streaking after this episode.
Hey, we're streaking the quad. Nah, my wife, your sister, would put the kibosh on that real quick. All right. Well, anyway, we're going to bring to you episode 6. We're calling it season 4 loosely because neither one of us fucking know. So, you know,
we're just doing our best over here.
All I can tell you is we both have OG copies of this. So it's definitely an OG version of what we've listened to. And go ahead, Trav. Tell them what we're playing.
It's 5150. You know, the classic Van Halen record.
Van Halen / I mean, what Warner Brothers wanted to call him, Van Hagar, and Eddie and Alex put the kibosh on that.
Yeah, and here's the thing, too. Like, when, for a while, I don't know if it's still this way, the OG copy of this record was hard to find, and hard to find at a decent price, right? You remember?
Well, yeah, because I never found one, and then you text me when you were still,
it was in Raleigh, right?
We got to back up, dude. You gotta fill the motherfucking fine listeners of Beards, Brews, and Vinyl Reviews in on your new happenings, man.
I'm back in the Buckeye State.
Travis is officially back in the OH, folks.
It's fucking legit.
So now this is what I need from you because I mean, I'm only one man. I can only do so much. Y'all need to get on the Yahoo page. What the fuck is our goddamn, where is my note saying what the fuck our Yahoo page is? Anyway, get on the fucking Facebook page. Oh, wait, we're Beards, Brews, Vinyl Reviews at yahoo.com. Or you can hit us up on the Facebook page. And you need to bust this motherfucker's nuts right through the fucking vice and say, hey, dude, why are you guys not recording any shows?
Yeah. We don't, you know, we don't have a really good response to that.
We don't. This wee shit. You know it's coming from my right side because, you know, we changed studio around a little bit. And I kind of like the new layout.
It is true. Like, we have a full different orientation, different studio. I kind of like it.
I like it better this way, I think.
I'll tell you after this episode for sure. If this episode sucks, I'll be like, the studio sucks.
Dude, our episodes always fucking suck. So I don't know what you're talking about.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Sorry, folks. I had to do a little adjusting on some shit. You know, we kind of do it somewhat live. You know, Travis will speak up, then he speaks low. Then
what?
Then he does that dumb shit. You know, it's all over the place. But anyway, so yes, we are going to do Van Halen / Van Hagar 5150. This will be the first Van Halen episode we have done with Sammy on lead vocals.
True. And this is the first band that we've done three of their records. Even AC/DC we didn't, did we? Have we?
No. Well, let's see. AC/DC, we did Fly on the Wall.
Flick of the Switch, Dirty Deeds.
Flick of the Switch, Dirty Deeds.
This is the second band we did.
Okay, so yeah. But Van Halen was also the band that we did the very first episode of.
That's right.
And, you know, unfortunately, Eddie's untimely death kind of postponed that.
Right.
We hope you all loved that episode. I mean, we didn't know what the fuck we're doing. Just like now, we don't know what the fuck we're doing. But, hey, you know what? We recorded it anyway.
Do you want to know a fun fact about this record before we get started?
What's a fun fact? Hold on. Was Fred Durst involved?
No.
Okay, not in this one? Okay.
So, my sister, your wife, and I, when I was... What year did this come out? Is this 86 or 87?
86.
Yeah.
So, hold on. Would you like me to give the official?
Yeah, go ahead.
It came out March 24th, 1986. And I probably didn't like it until probably in the 90s.
So, perfect segue. I had this cassette. My sister had Whitesnake self-titled, right?
What, the 87?
Yep.
Yeah.
So, this had been it. And then we traded cassettes because I did not like this at the time. And it was... like mid-late 90s, you know, like he came back around to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
actually, it was probably at the time you were getting rid of your cassettes and getting everything on CD.
Right. But then you go back and listen to this one. Like, it is, we'll get into this. It's not for a Van Halen record. I don't think it's recorded well, but we'll get into that. Van Halen records should be recorded fucking top-notch.
But you know why? Ted Templeman, where were you?
Exactly.
That's all I'm saying. But
I want every Van Halen song to sound like Mean Street.
Exactly. Let's see, Mean Street or what's my Unchained?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, folks, fair warning, perfect fucking Van Halen album.
Yeah. I mean, Brandon and I have never agreed on anything as much as that. If you're going to buy one Van Halen record, go fucking buy that.
Yeah, start with that one, and then you could go forwards or backwards. That's all I'm going to say.
You'll want to go all the way backwards. You only want to go so far if you're going to go forward.
You know, and I'm not going to lie. When this album dropped, I'm sorry. I'm a huge Diamond Dave fan. You got to understand, that was in the days of MTV when they actually played fucking videos. Van Halen had some of the best fucking videos. Diamond Dave.
Yeah.
Perfect fucking showman, you know, front man.
Yeah, then his solo fucking that EP.
Well, it came out the same year as this.
Yeah.
Honestly, didn't these, I did no research on this part, but didn't these come out like, well, actually, Ted Templeman, speaking of him again, he left Van Halen to go do David Lee Roth's solo album.
So he did Crazy from the Heat?
Yes, he... Yeah. No, not Crazy from the Heat. Eat 'em and Smile.
Oh, okay. Right.
So, and I'm almost thinking Eat 'em and Smile, it came out like within weeks or something of this one. It could have been vice versa, but they both came out around the same time. You know, and honestly, that could have been a Warner Brothers thing because both of the albums were on Warner Brothers. I mean... I own both of the albums.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. This one is a better album than that one.
For sure. That Eat 'em and Smile has good songs, right?
It does, but it does not hold up as a whole
as
this album.
Not at all.
And I know we'll get into that more later.
I just picked up Eat 'Em and Smile on vinyl. Wasn't looking for it, but it was, you know, you're out shopping for records. Sometimes you see something, you're like, oh, fuck, that's a good price. I'm going to grab it. It does not fucking hold up.
It does not. I mean, honestly, and I'm sorry, we're not just intentionally throwing Dave in here.
Brandon and I fucking love David Lee Roth. We do.
But that album has, honestly, is it two fucking songs?
It's, yeah.
What was it? Yankee Rose and Going Crazy.
Yeah.
I think those were the only two songs. I mean, Shy Boy wasn't bad, but that was a Billy Sheehan song from one of his previous bands that they threw in. And I mean, Steve Vai's guitar work on that album, superb. I mean, you know, it's fucking Steve Vai, but it's like, it does not hold a candle to this. God, how many years has this album been out? I mean, you know, a long fucking time. I can't do math that fast, folks. I've got slippers on. I can't use my toes. But anyway.
We're pushing 40 years. But side note here. Billy Sheehan is super fun to like watch interviews on YouTube.
Oh,
and stuff.
Yes, because he gives so much in depth.
Yeah.
Of like, I just seen a thing the other day. It said about his first bass lesson.
Yeah. Like,
and the guy told him, you follow the drummer. And he goes, that's all I ever done. And I mean, killer bass is, you know.
Absolutely. And like, you watch, like, and I'm just a casual fan of him, but I went into a YouTube K hole watching Billy Sheehan videos. He's funny, and he's fucking on point about everything.
And honestly, by watching like videos like that, you can tell what a humble guy he is.
Yeah, for sure.
Because a guy with that much talent, they, you know, usually don't act like that.
Yeah.
And that's what's funny about Steve Vai.
And he's kind of the same too, right? Like he's laid back.
But I believe after he left David Lee Roth and he joined Whitesnake, he kind of had the attitude, and I guess it didn't mesh well in Whitesnake. And I think he has later on through interviews come out and said he regrets that.
Yeah, he's owned it.
Because he's like, you know, he goes, I was, you know, for lack of a better word, he was like a dick.
Yeah.
And he wished he would have enjoyed the moment. And, you know, so, I mean, you know, we all fuck up.
Sure.
And own it and just move on, you know.
Yeah. He shreds to this day.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, yeah, all the stuff I've seen of him recently, I mean, he seems like a super cool dude.
Yeah, he still shreds. He does.
And honestly, you know, we're doing this album, you know, 5150. I mean, I don't know that I'll see it, but I'm going to throw it out there. You know, Sammy and Michael is out doing, you know, it's the tribute to it.
Satch playing guitar, right?
Well, Satch is on guitar and Jason Bonham on fucking drums.
I mean, that's a pretty killer lineup.
You know, pretty fucking super group.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, I see comments of people, oh, it's Sammy doing a cash grab. I don't feel that.
I don't at all. And I'll say that now. I don't at all. First of all, none of those fucking dudes need money.
No. I mean, fuck, Mikey probably makes more off of his fucking hot sauce, and Sammy does with his fucking tequila deals. They don't need the money, folks. They're performing because they love to perform.
All those guys are fucking set.
I mean, you know, I mean, Jason Bonham.
It's the same as you and I are set for life from this podcast. We don't need the money. We just do it.
Yeah, don't need the money. We get zero fucking dollars from this podcast. I mean, fuck. Well, I guess we could get free turntables if somebody would ever fucking write my fancy letter that I need to send back to the company, and I'm not naming them because they could be a future partner, sponsor, whatever. But
that's true. We're borderline having somebody send us some fucking shit.
Well, the thing is, folks, I can come up with creative ideas. I can get so far. And then, you know what? I hit a wall, and then I need Travis with his articulate words to come through and say,
huh?
You know, all this shit. And then we could get some stuff, you know? because we were thinking of a different little format, but we're not going to talk much about it because, you know, if the other deal doesn't happen, then we don't have to change shit. And honestly, I think some of you fuckers just want to hear us back on the old, wherever the fuck you're listening to us. I don't know. But goddamn, dude, can you believe?
Hold on.
Can you believe we've already ranted for 15 fucking minutes?
And I can't. We were in the pool drinking all day.
Oh, shit, I can't. It was a beautiful day here in Zanesville.
I would like to just say, so we haven't had a released episode since January. We recorded it long before that.
I can't remember, man.
But I looked.
You're crazy, man. You got a dart in your neck.
You're crazy.
Sorry, folks.
I looked it up before this episode so that I would know. And I don't really do a lot of research.
He actually did research, folks. It's
just
awesome.
A tiny little bit. They're still fucking, we're still gaining listeners every month.
Okay.
And I don't know how the fuck that's possible, but we have been.
I gotta stop you because I text you and I'm like, bro, when we gonna do a fucking show? Because, you know, I miss doing the shows. And you're like, I don't know. gotta see what's going on, you know. And I get it, you know. We moved we got everything set up, and then, you know, he's just went through the move, and, you know, life happens, we get it, you know, new jobs, shit like that, it's all good, but here he is telling me that we're getting new listeners, and I'm like, who the fuck is listening to this shit?
That's what I'm saying, like, I love it, I don't know who you are, I like you.
But hey.
Let's fucking talk about it.
No Ooh. Shit. How about, you know, and the thing, and why I say it so much. And I mean, you know, I'm grateful. I mean, I love doing it. If I didn't, and if Travis didn't, we wouldn't do it. I mean, because it is a lot of work, and it's a lot of, you know.
This scheduling is the thing I don't think a lot of people know. When we're sitting here, like we are right now recording an episode, this is the exact same as Brandon and I sitting outside talking about, if we were talking about this record of the podcast, it's not like we're like, let's put on our fucking episode face.
Yes, this is...
The exact same thing that we do.
We do not have the oh. We don't do the O face. You know what I mean? Somebody out there will get that.
Yeah.
But it's just weird that we haven't done a show in so long and we still have people discovering this.
I think it's fucking great.
I think it's great too, and I am. I'm real appreciative. And it's like, but it's like, how are they finding out about this? Because no one out there ever contacts us on the Facebook page or emails us. I don't even know why I bother throwing that stuff out here because no one ever contacts us.
Yeah. I mean, we get an occasional one here or there and we're like, hey, look, man, we got one.
But I do want to send a big shout out. I didn't get a chance to go see it. And we are not paid anything by them. I'm just gonna give them a freebie. The Barn in Zanesville last Sunday just had Mark Chatfield's The Gods Resurrected playing there. I know Mr. Ronnie Hughes from Mansfield, Ohio, you know, guitar Ronnie Hughes, we love you, brother. We're gonna call you one day and we will do an episode about The Gods with you because you were an official member. And I wish I could have got to that show, but I guess everything, like all the video I've seen from it, they're kicking ass, dude, and that's super awesome.
It's fucking great. Last Sunday, I was at a record swap, and I picked up the first Gods record.
Yes, Travis finally joined the Gods Club, and I bet he paid more than the $8 I paid for mine.
I did. I got a steal. And I told the vendor, who was super cool, I was like, you have your shit underpriced. I'm going to tell you that, like, which is rare, you know, because he was in a, you know, you get a record swap, so there's vendors everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And this guy was super fucking nice, knowledgeable, great fucking selection. I was like, I'm going to be honest, this guy over here is way overpriced. You probably know that. Your shit is underpriced. And I've never told anybody that in my life. And he was like, I just want to unload shit. I'm like, I get it, but you have,
dude. You want to unload vinyl, you come fucking right to my house, or better yet, hit me up on the Facebook page.
If I hadn't had a lot of the records he had, I would have dropped hundreds of dollars. Like he had great shit. I was like, you can actually charge a little bit more than you are.
But that's what tells you right now, folks. There are good people still in this world.
Absolutely.
That are not trying to rape you over a barrel.
Yep. For sure.
I mean, oh, shit. Oh, what the fuck did I just... I mean, I don't... We ain't even done a... Damn, we're almost 20 minutes in and we ain't even done shit about Van Halen. Well, fuck it. we're just going to roll with it, folks. We're drunk.
Yeah.
I mean, happens. I'm drunk. I don't know about him. I imagine.
I don't touch the stuff.
Yeah. He's in rehab, folks. But nah, last album I just picked up, Alice in Chains, Jar of Flies.
Yeah.
Haven't played it yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
Nutshell's one of their best songs.
Great.
I don't have that on vinyl. I need to get it.
I'm not plugging them by any means. I know they had the special one that had the actual dead flies in it.
Yeah.
You're not going to find it, folks, unless you're going to pay an arm and a leg. Just go to Walmart, peruse through their section. I think it was $23 out the door or something like that. It's like 21 something with tax. You're getting, and we've said it before, Walmart don't make the records. The record plants make the records. You're getting the same fucking shit that you get from the local place. And guess what? I'm in Zanesville. We don't have a fucking local place, okay? If somebody wants to come open a new record shop, I'll be glad. Yeah, fuck, we'll do shows from there.
I want to hop on that. Brandon and I both 100% buy from independent record stores all the time, especially whenever we can. And... like he just said, because you see it all the time on social media.
Oh, my God. The record
Walmart
groups.
Doesn't press the fucking records. They get them pressed at the same places everybody else does. They just have deals with labels, and it's the same fucking thing. I don't like Walmart more any more than or less than anybody fucking else,
and
right?
And I'm the same way, too. But I will tell all you listeners out there, if you are in the market for the Adele album that blocked up all of the record pressing plans for, like, months... and all of our shit that we were waiting on, we're not coming out. Walmart has that in the clearance section for $10. Go buy every fucking copy because I have not seen any of them move because every time I go check it, they're still there. But I will say, I did score. I needed Women and His Children first.
Yeah.
And I did score it out of the clearance section for $15. So make sure you go to your Walmarts, check your clearance sections. I'm just looking out for vinyl lovers. Because, you know, I don't got freaking hundreds of dollars to go shell out all the time.
I think that, actually, I think that's the only Van Halen record that I don't have. I'm not talking about the ones that suck.
You know, and what
I've talked, anything post OU812 to me sucks.
Well, see, I'm a huge fan of Balance, dude.
And that's where you're fucked up.
No, well, I was smoking a lot of dope. I did smoke a lot of dope back when that one came out.
And I don't even like all of OU812 too. Like, there's probably four songs on that that are good.
I'm not going to go into it because we may pull it out sometime. But I'm just telling you, Black and Blue, great fucking tune.
All right.
How do you not like Black and Blue? Jesus Christ. This guy, you know what? God damn, dude, we're 23 minutes in and we ain't even done it. Go to the fucking
It's been a while.
Go to the... It starts with an M, ends with an L. All we're right, not plugging them. Mr. Brent Chance, Shiloh, Ohio, sent us the mini fridge. We're going to the mini fridge. You know, because I don't believe even on the Dirty Deeds episode, we did a specialty brew. Do you see what I got cooked up in there?
Got it.
Oh, he had no idea. You know what, folks? Travis trick fucked you guys all because he had posted Heilman's old style on the thing. And I texted him and I said, bro, we already did that. He's like, well, I know, but I got some. And I go, I got some too, but I said, I got something better. Go ahead, Trav. Tell them what we got.
All right.
Oh, these are these 16s?
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, these are little tall boys.
Everybody thinks they're a fucking badass until you pull out Genesee beer. Not cream ale, not anything else, Genesee beer. And then Genesee. People are like, ooh, no, I'm good, man, I don't need one.
Genesee? I've never had one.
Right?
I've had the cream ale, like, when I was probably 10 or 12.
I think I said this on other episodes. I like Jenny cream ale. I'm not going to lie to you. Mm.
I'm curious, folks. I'm going in.
This is when we see if Brandon's balls have dropped yet.
Well, honestly, after we jumped in the pool today, Travis has went up and hit his throat and then fell down to his ankles, I think, because it was a little nippy in there today, but yeah, I enjoyed
that's
it.
That's not a lie. It was fucking cold.
Hold right. on. Let me give it the sniff. Don't smell, but it smells almost like hams, dude.
It's been a while. Here we go.
I've never had it. All right, Genesee beer.
Yeah. It's not bad.
I mean, honestly, if you... It's a little less zippy than hams.
It is. It's fine. It's like if you're somewhere... And they're like, you want a Miller Lite or a Genesee beer? You're like, Genesee
I would
beer.
Take the Genesee over right? the Miller Lite.
Yeah.
I think Hams is a little more grapefruity.
Yeah.
But this is a little mellow.
This is the best way I can describe this. We just opened these tall boys. A lot of these episodes, Brandon are like, fucking this sucks. I'm
Hold
drink.
On. Hold on. Go back and research our Metallica episode. And when Travis was calling the Genesee, what was it? The Genesee Ice? When he called it, what was it? Cough Medicine and Evil.
That's the worst shit that's ever fucking.
To me, I believe that is the funniest fucking moment on Beards, Brews, and Vinyl Reviews podcast ever.
But, fuck, that was horrible. This, though, honestly, a lot of times we'll open these beers, we're like, take a drink, we're like, all right, this is fucking horrible.
Honestly, I think they hit it, man.
We're going to finish these tall boys.
I think they hit it on the Genesee beer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and what's kind of cool is it's kind of the retro. Remember the white can shit back in the day that just said beer, which we was not old enough to sample?
Yeah.
I wish we could get our hands on some of that, but... Absolutely. Or the Kroger cost cutter that was yellow with the
with
scissors.
The scissors.
Awesome shit.
Oh man!
I don't know, dude. I don't hate it. Hey, I will tell you what, and I know there's a lot of you motherfuckers out there that, ooh, Montucky, that's the shit. No, get you some Genesee beer because Montucky fucking sucks, fucking donkey digs.
It's horrible.
Ooh, that Montucky. It's got a cool can. Tastes like shit. That's all I got to say.
That's
here.
Fucking horrible.
Hold on. Maybe they would call and sponsor us and say, Montucky, cool can. Tastes like donkey dicks.
It is a cool can, though.
That's right? All it is. The can is cool because I still do have it back on that special mini
fridge. I don't
know
that I've ever been misled anymore in my fucking life.
Dude, you talk about fucking cough syrup and evil. That was
Do you remember? Like, we were both kind of excited. We're like, this is going to be awesome. Look at this.
Hey.
Look at this can. This has to be fucking awesome.
Those motherfuckers had the old, we'll put a good package together. I don't even want to promote
Fast
that
Fast forward,
shit.
We both took a drink, and then it was just like one slow tear rolling down our cheek.
like the old Indian in the commercial in the 70s. I got it.
Fuck, man. It was horrible.
Well, it's kind of like Ishmael
If that was my choice, if my choices were that or nothing else, I would just stop drinking.
I think I'd rather get castrated than drink Montucky.
Yeah, like,
Montucky.
If you're like, hey, Travis, you went this Montucky or just want me to punch you in the nuts, I'd be like, nuts, man. Just do it.
That shit was rough.
Just go ahead and
All
right, back.
Dude. I don't know. I like the Genesee.
It's good.
And to be honest with you, folks, this shit's been in the fridge for like a year.
It's aged.
And it's still good. So, I mean.
You got to age your Genesee beer.
Okay, so are we going to rate it?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, dude, I give it a solid 7.
Out of what?
7 out of 10.
I'd give it a solid 7 out of 12.
Out of 12?
I'm just fucking around. Yeah, I'll go 7.5 out of 10.
Yeah, because, I mean, honestly, to me, it's kind of got the same aftertaste as hams, but it doesn't have as much of that grapefruity taste on the front end.
It's something like, this is the kind of beer, at this point in my life, I think, if I'm at a show, and, like, you know, this tall boy is the $15 fucking beer I'm going to drink, because that's how it is now, right?
Yeah,
I'm like,
and
I'm fine with that.
Honestly, dude, I think this blows PBR out of the water. I really do.
I mean, I'm not going to lie.
I like this better than PBR.
I don't hate you for saying that.
But PBR fucking hurt me. And me and PBR got a history.
Do you mean
You know the pool day. Oh, my God. Two cases of PBR.
When you took a nap in my driveway?
When I was throwing up in your driveway and the Mexicans across the street that were replacing carpet in a house thought I was dead.
Brandon and I barely knew each other then. And that's when he knew that I was his BFF when I came out and gave him a glass of ice water and put a towel under his head.
He put a towel under my head, folks. He turned the fan on for me and he gave me like a ginormous cup of water. And I was like, this dude's all right. I said, maybe someday we'll do a podcast together and drink shitty beers. But no, I'm serious, dude. I like the Genesee. I'm going to drink it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it...
Oh, it's so good I made slurping sounds when I drank it right there.
It's, like I said, it don't have that zip off the front like Hams does. Good. So, hey, right there, folks, you want two cheap beers that are good? Hams, Genesee... That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
All right. Are we going to get into these OG ratings for Van Halen 5150, Van Hagar 5150, whatever you want to call it?
I didn't realize we were doing a fucking record today.
Hell, I thought we were just talking about this fine Genesee beer.
I've just been swimming.
So really, this shit like was made in 1878?
Yeah.
I mean, this shit's been in the fridge for a year.
This has been in the Marshall fridge since 1879.
In the what fridge? We can't say that name. They wouldn't sponsor us.
Your brother bought it.
Yeah, I know. My brother, Mr. Rent Chance, Shiloh, Ohio.
Yeah.
You know.
Shout out to him.
Yeah. Right. Hey, you know, if you want to follow up with him, he is like, I guess you call him crew chief for Zach Milby.
Yeah, they're racing, doing pretty well, right?
And they've been on a pretty good hot streak here lately. So, I mean, last I knew they were 4 in a row. They were going for 5 in a row. But, you know, I was drunk in the pool all day today, so I ain't been on Facebook. So I don't
follow that kind of racing a lot, but that's pretty awesome. I can only assume that they just listened to our podcast right before.
Hey, Zach Milby, I better see a fucking Beers, Brews, Vinyl Reviews sticker on that motherfucking late model of yours. He runs steel block late models and, you know, he kicks ass, and put the fucking sticker on your car, brother, and send us a picture.
Yeah.
All right. I'm enjoying my Genesee a little too much. Do you want to start this shit?
I do. So.
Oh my God. He's got like fucking bullet points on his goddamn phone, folks. I can see this shit. This motherfucker took this serious.
I don't know if y'all know this, but I'm a nerd. I know Brandon knows this, but
you know
for
what?
Everybody else,
I think
there.
Y'all a bunch of fucking pimps. That's usually what I hear from him all the time.
That's true.
Y'all a bunch of fucking pimps. Yes, we like Tombstone too, folks.
Greatest movie ever. All right, but you start, and then I'll jump in.
All right, I'm just telling you, ma'am. I'm just saying, if I had $10 to my name and I couldn't afford Heineken, I'm buying fucking Genesee, dude. It's pretty fucking stout.
I have no problem.
I actually like it better than Stroh's.
If our choices were this and then this sold out and then there was just Montucky, I'd quit drinking.
I told you, I'd done fucking cut my nuts off. And I don't know. I ain't drinking Montucky. That shit's nasty. And any of you motherfuckers out there that is drinking Montucky, y'all need your head examined. All right. I mean, once, you know, because you're listening to this show, but twice because you're drinking that bullshit. That shit's like formaldehyde and fucking, I don't even know, man.
Like, you know how drinking is fun? If you drink that, it's the opposite. You're
I told you what my brother sent me, right?
But
they was playing poker. Him and a bunch of his friends was playing poker one night. And it was after we did the Montucky episode. And they's like, hey, we got beer in the fridge. And they pulled out Montucky. And he goes, nah, man. He goes, I'm good. And he goes, I know a guy that said stay away from that shit. Because that's one thing about Chief.
Fuck, yeah.
He knows if it's beer, he knows I've tried it. And I'll fucking give it straight up, man.
Yeah, fuck, man. Hopefully he won money that night.
Well, he probably did because all those motherfuckers were rotting their brain with fucking Montucky. All right, you want to get into this?
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, goddamn, it's already 35 minutes in and we ain't even talk shit about it. All right, So we are doing 5150. Do you want to pronounce that, Trav?
It's yeah. Sorry for those of you. It's pronounced 5150.
As in 5150. All right. So this is the seventh studio album by Van Halen. And it was released, as we said earlier, March 24th, 1986. You know, Warner Brothers, of course, because, you know, them, Dave, you know, they all had was in bed with each other.
Yep.
And this album was named after Eddie's home studio, 5150. And he named it after the California law enforcement term for a mentally disturbed person. You know, pretty good. And this album hit number one on the Billboard 200 chart, surpassing the band's previous album, which was Travis?
1984.
Yeah, that's right. Which, that was a great fucking album, too. Yeah. Oh, wait. I think I know some guys that did that one. That's right, folks. Go back and check that show out. And, you know, which that album, hell, it only peaked at number two behind Michael Jackson's Thriller, which, right. Who played on that?
Eddie Van Halen.
And he was credited as Mike C, I believe.
Right. Okay. And he got paid zero.
Yeah. Eddie just did it for shits and gigs.
Yep.
You know, that's the type of guy he was. All right. So let's get into this shit. We got the album cover and artwork rating. What do you give it?
So I usually...
Are you waiting on me?
No, I'll start.
Okay.
I don't think that I've given any half points... I know you have, but I haven't. But this was the first one I thought all the way through, really, I did. The cover, I gave a 1.5 out of 5.
A 1.5?
It's just fucking ridiculous.
The scale was to 10, dude.
It's a 1.5 out of 10.
Oh, my God. Do you got the metric system or what? Jesus Christ. Drink your Genesee, Tina.
It's such a bad cover. Oh, my God. It's ridiculous. And it has nothing to do with the... Like, it's so bad.
Okay, you do not like it?
No.
God, dude. You just want me to stand up right now and you just kick me in the balls and we just record it on the air or what?
What'd you give it?
I gave it a fucking 7, dude.
Have you seen the cover before?
Yeah,
You've seen it, right?
And I've been sober and seen it.
All right. I'm just checking.
Can I tell you why?
I mean, No. Hey, go ahead.
Okay. Number one, it's not fucking Lou Ferrigno on the fucking cover, okay?
Yeah.
It's Rick Valente, I believe is how you pronounce his name, which I'm drunk, so whatever.
Right.
And he was from ESPN's Body Shaping, the show that was on there. And to me, I always loved how the green, it had like that kind of Return of the Living Dead kind of glow to it. And then the chrome from the ball that he's holding.
Yep.
You know, to me, it just pops.
Right.
And I would have gave it a fucking 8 if the 5150 necklace he was wearing on the cover was, like, bigger. You know,
Flavor Flav.
You know, like, bigger. Right. You know. I mean, I'm just saying, dude. Right, liked it. Right.
I understand.
I'm a lover. Travis is a fucking hater.
Let me ask you this. How in any way does that cover relate to the title 5150?
I fucking don't know. It was goddamn 1986, dude.
Exactly. Let's go to the next.
Hold on. What else happened in 86? Wasn't there a certain space shuttle that kind of...
This was March, right?
Yeah, this was
Space Shuttle Challenger was after this.
It was after. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm just saying, you know, it was kind of the space age type shit, you know. I'm just saying. I just say my opinion. It means shit around here. I'm just going to sip on my Genesee beer, which honestly, I'm drinking this more than, you know, I got a Heineken sitting up here on standby, but this shit's good,
it's
dude.
It's tasty, right?
I like it.
Yeah.
Go get you some Genesee beer, 16 ounces, some OZs. Okay, go ahead. Come on.
You have to stare. This is just in my notes, so I don't have the actual format.
Oh my god, do you need a fucking paper?
It's not gonna help mid episode.
Oh my god. I'm already drunk. The people out there listening are probably like, these guys are a fucking joke anyway, so they don't care.
I feel like we're fucking nailing it right now.
I do too. And I mean, we're almost 40 minutes in and we're only on like number one thing on our sheet. Yeah. So hell, and I was worried this morning when I was prepping for this shit. I was like, I ain't gonna have nothing to talk about.
There we go. All right, well, what's the next one? What we got?
That's all you got on the album cover?
Yeah, it's horrible.
Oh my god. Such a fucking hater, folks.
No, if anybody has ever seen the album cover, they'll be like, yeah, Travis is right in this one. It's horrible.
I know, but if you flip it over on the backside, you see the ball is broke and the band fell out.
Hey.
Here he goes, kicking balls.
There's no parallel universe where somebody was like, man, this is awesome.
All right. So I'm just telling you right now, email Travis at beers, brews, vinyl reviews at yahoo.com or hit him up on the Facebook page and he will answer all your hate mail, folks.
Do you know how much hate mail I'll get? It's zero.
I know, because, I mean, we don't even get like mail. No. So.
People are going to be like, dude, you're right.
I know, but it's awesome. But I'm just saying, I just always like the way that the green popped because it always reminded me of, you know, fucking Return of the Living Dead Part 2.
And that
wasn't that movie in the same year?
It's
close.
Oh, fuck.
It was right around there.
Part 2 was 88.
88. Okay. Yeah. Well, like I said, I didn't like this album when it came out.
I don't get too nerdy. I got to tell you, I just pre-ordered the soundtrack for that for the first time it's ever been released on vinyl through TerraVision Records. If you guys are nerds, we're getting no money from this. There's a lot of tiny fucking labels that do like reissues of weird shit. TerraVision out of Savannah, Georgia. Fucking fantastic.
Is that the same company that did the Friday the 13th with the blood in them?
No, but they're fucking like hand in hand. Waxwork Records. They're out of New Orleans.
Okay. Yeah.
But support any tiny fucking label.
Yeah. I mean, hold on. Speaking of fucking records coming out.
Yeah.
Don't you got one?
Yeah.
he wasn't expecting that, folks. This Genesee getting to me. I'm remembering all kind of shit now. Hey, if y'all want to stimulate your mind, Craig, you need to get you some Genesee beer.
Get you some, son.
I don't know, dude. I like it.
It's
pretty fucking good. Right?
It's good.
I'm not going to lie. Out of all the shit we've fucking tried to choke down, I'm cool with it.
No.
All right, so what are we doing? Well, you didn't finish your fucking shit. Plug your shit.
So, one of my former bands.
This episode is going to be like 3 hours long. You guys know this, right?
I'll say it fast. One of my former bands, Early Empire.
I will slow it down in post-production, so just fucking do it.
Has some unreleased songs coming out on vinyl. There's a 7-inch coming out. Buy it. Details to follow.
Oh, but he'll sell that shit, but he won't let me make t-shirts for this show. I see how he is. Capitalist motherfucker. All right.
Moving on.
So, we're going to Strong Tracks rating. What do you give it?
Well, let me open my notes app.
I mean, judging by his album cover, if he jumps up to a 3, we're already doubling Travis standards.
So, this is out of 10, right?
Out of 10. 0 to 10.
It's an 8.
Oh, he gave it an 8.
Yeah.
Okay, well, explain.
Almost all the songs.
Dude, is that the Genesee or is that every other fucking beer I've seen you? Because he's drank Modelo. Brew Dog.
It could be all that.
What the fuck? What's that? Rhein Heist?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, this motherfucker. He mixes all kind of shit.
What's all that?
He's having a little suicide, folks. Y'all remember that from the roller skating rink? I do. Yo, give me one of them rope licorice and a suicide. Motherfuckers be like, whatever. Get the fuck out of here, kid. Dude, that was the greatest days ever.
Yeah,
I know,
right?
That's all I'm saying. Yeah. Dude, this might be the most fun show ever. That's all I'm saying.
Maybe. Yeah, so other than... There's one song on this record that sucks.
Well, we know that. We'll get to it.
So, yeah. 7.5 out of 10.
You gave it a 7.5? What is you with the half points tonight?
I've never done it before. I wanted
Yes, folks. And we have never done a show at night. We are in the evening hours. So yeah. We have been at the pool all day drinking. And it was a beautiful day. I mean, what?
It really was fucking.
I mean, fucking weather was perfect. We was out at the pool drinking all fucking day in the sun.
Yeah.
We've only ate. What I had one pork chop, you had two pork chops. Yeah. We haven't ate shit. We'll probably be ordering a motherfucking pizza here before long.
Everything he just said is true.
Oh shit! These motherfuckers is on a roll. And he gives half points. I'm highly fucking disappointed.
I wanted to mix shit up, all right?
Well, you're mixing shit up bad.
I think.
Because usually I'm the one that don't score good. I know. Dude, I'm going 9 on this motherfucker for strong tracks.
Here's the thing. I can't argue with that. All right? It's just that this one song is so bad compared to the rest of the songs.
Okay. It's an album of 8 songs because that one is getting the Das Boot.
I know.
Okay, so.
It just drags it down that fucking much.
I know, but I'm just like this. Okay, this is what I got.
Yeah.
Yes, I do have notes in front of me, folks. I had to work today. So I worked this morning. Come home. Travis comes over. We're drinking and hanging out in the pool all fucking day. My wife, his sister, is back chilling right now. And we're in here doing a fucking show at fucking nighttime. And
well, I'd like to point out that we...
Would you like to order the pizza right
I'd
now?
I'd like to point out that we had... 7 months to do this episode, and then it was the day before yesterday when I texted him. I was like, we're gonna do 5150.
Yeah.
He's like, cool.
So I did my notes this morning while I was working. Oh, in between customers, folks. Yeah. It's a sad day when you gotta work Saturdays and wait on people. Don't you fuckers know we're open Monday through Friday with a full staff. Come in on Monday through Friday. Don't fuck with me on Saturdays.
Here's the thing.
I want to go in and get the fuck out.
Look, I'm going to be honest with you. Dudes shopping on Saturday mornings don't drink Genesee beer. They're not listening to this.
No, but I am telling you, dude, I'm about done with it. I like it.
I get it. All right. So
hold on. I ain't finished. It's my turn.
Really?
Yes.
You're not finished?
I said my 9, and that's all you let me have. Look at this motherfucker. You drink up, Buttercup.
Motherfucker hasn't talked for fucking 7 months. It's
no
all coming
shit.
Out.
No shit. I got diarrhea of the mouth, folks. So, okay, this is what I got to say about it.
Yeah.
And then I'll shut up for a minute. Side one is stacked. Okay.
Yeah, it is.
You got Good Enough. It's got Great High Energy. It's the Great Energy opener.
Did you say Good Enough?
Good Enough. It is a great high energy opener. We love openers, and obviously this guy hates it. Okay, so you got Why Can't This Be Love? Then Get Up, Dreams, Summer Nights. That's all side one. Flip the Bitch. You got side two with Best of Both Worlds. Love Walks In, 5150.
I mean...
And Inside.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. It's a pretty solid song lineup here, but we'll get to the rest later.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, go.
All right, so, yeah, I mean, it's no secret, like, I'm a David Lee Roth Van Halen fan.
I couldn't do.
Everybody knows that. It knows me. Well, I also know. Like.
Hold on. We got to backtrack a little bit.
Yeah.
Because me and Trav are Diamond Dave to the fucking core. And my wife, his sister, loves fucking Sammy.
Yep.
Which I love solo Sammy.
And we both love Montrose, which we've done an
episode. Montrose that is first, fucking killer. Yeah. The first Montrose album is awesome.
Yep.
And. The funny thing, I'm just going to throw it in here.
Yeah.
I mean, it pertains to this,
yeah.
Is like when Dave left Van Halen and Eddie was getting his Lamborghini worked on, his mechanic suggested, hey, why don't you get with Sammy and fucking record an album? And that's honestly how Sammy got into Van Halen, by Eddie Van Halen's Lamborghini mechanic. So, folks, if you're fortunate enough to drive Lamborghinis,
go to his fucking mechanic, and you will end up in Van Halen.
But make sure you're drinking some 16-ounce Genesees while you're driving that bitch.
I endorse everything Brandon just said.
And honestly, if you need to, you can ship the Lamborghini up here to Zanesville.
Yeah.
I'll take that bitch out for a spin.
Yeah, fucking do it.
Oh, my God, dude. We got to do this more. I'm just saying. I'm just having so much fun.
Yeah, we're fucking...
This is like going to be the longest episode ever, because we're only on number two.
But you and I think that we're killing it right now, and I fucking love it.
How it sounds, fuck. It took us how many tries before I could even get sound going into everything.
It took us way too long to get this set up tonight. That's all everybody needs to know.
I told you, folks, we had to knock the cobwebs off of it, and I'm not lying.
All right, so this is my turn for strong tracks, right? Is that where we are?
Yeah. Yeah, JR. Hey, if you guys don't know that one, go back and check out the Cheech and Chong episode with Pacifico, because Pacifico was a good beer, too.
I think he's going to show you, JR.
How are we going to get that thing on the album cover? Honestly, folks, the Genesee beer, I'm a fan, man.
It's good.
Cousin Troy, I know you love hams. I love hams, too. Try the Genesee beer. I think you'll be impressed. Cousin Dave, maybe, maybe not. But I think Cousin Troy will love the Genesee.
It's tasty. It's fun.
I do like it. Fuck, I wish I had more. Hold on. What was that in Beer Fest? It's just so good in your mouth. I mean, Beer Fest. You guys need to watch it.
Fuck, that's great. All right, so.
Damn, bourbon.
Strong tracks. Here's the thing. This is non-negotiable.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
This is the best Sammy album.
I think so.
Right?
I feel that. And yeah.
Here's the thing I don't think a lot of people do. I know you have done this. Probably not right before this episode, but I know you've done this before. Listen to 1984 and this back-to-back. Cover to cover. Do it.
They're totally different.
But you can hear they're recorded totally differently.
Yeah,
right?
They're recorded differently, and Eddie's guitar tones changed.
That is the biggest difference. That's the biggest difference.
Eddie threw away everything he had done from 84 to the first album.
And I know that this is bleeding over into like the production and stuff, but.
I know, but that's what's so big about this album. Yeah. And that's another reason I think people didn't like this album when it first come out. And I'm talking just from me, because I did not like this album.
I'd have felt the same way, too. I did. But do it now. If you're a Van Halen fan, listen to 1984, then listen to this. And it is totally different. But Alex's drums are fucking...
I've got that in my notes about the drums.
Yeah, it's fucking on point. And I know you feel the same way that I do. Michael Anthony fucking kills it.
I mean, honestly, folks, to me, that was the biggest kick in the balls when they did the reunion tour and they took Mikey out of it, because Mikey's vocals were Van Halen.
He is as much Van Halen as every other original member.
Yes, yes.
And more than some of them.
And I get it that Eddie wanted to perform with Woofy. I mean, I got love for Woofy.
But it's not Van Halen.
I know it.
It's not.
That's the thing.
And that dude is super fucking talented. It's awesome.
Yeah,
fucking,
he's great.
Right. But that he's not Michael Anthony.
And the thing is, on that tour, I swear to fucking Christ, they were using Michael Anthony's vocals on Pro Tools. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if anybody's got any info on that, prove me fucking wrong. That's what I think.
I don't know. I'm drinking Genesee beer.
And Genesee beer got me fucked. That's all I'm saying. I mean, but we've been on this bitch almost an hour, and we ain't even halfway through shit.
We're just fucking.
And my wife, his sister, is going to come down the hallway any minute and be beating on the door. You motherfuckers done yet?
All right, so my rating gave you for strong tracks. Boom. What's your favorite one? What do you got? Favorite.
My favorite track?
Yeah.
Well, I gave it an 8. Oh, my God.
I feel like this one we're going to be pretty close on.
You gave me an 8, yeah. Or I gave you an 8.
Yeah.
And it's between 3 songs.
Yeah, but there's the one. You know which
yeah,
one
there's the definitive there's one. There's the one. But there's between 3 songs.
All right, go ahead.
Good Enough,
yep.
The opener.
Yep.
I mean, I love it. Summer Nights, you know.
And I know what your favorite is.
And Best of Both Worlds.
Your favorite's Best of Both Worlds.
No.
Are you fucking kidding me? Love that song.
I do love it, but if you look at my notes as I'm pointing, Summer Nights for the fucking win.
Good, because that's the best fucking song on the album. I thought you would say Best of Both Worlds.
Hold on, listen. Guitar tone alone is worth the price of admission for song. For that.
You're arguing with me about the song that I think is the best song.
I know, but people love it when we argue. So I'm trying to. It's just Genesee, man. It got me fucked up. So
here's the thing. Look. Ready for this?
Okay, go. I didn't spoke my piece.
For every Van Halen album up until this one, I'm not counting anything after. I'll go through. That's the 8-1-2 because I hate everything after 8-1-2. This is Eddie's worst guitar tone.
You don't like it?
No, I don't.
I loved it because it was different, but
I don't like it.
I did not like it when it first came out.
I think that is what makes the production value feel thin and weird because it's different.
Nah,
and not different. I'm all for like guitar players changing up their rig and doing that. This didn't work. It's not horrible, but it's just thinner enough to where you're like,
I don't think it's so much as Eddie's guitar tone. I think it was production.
I think
it was production, and I do.
But you know what I'm talking about, like it's when, you know, we both have the OG copies of vinyl. It is quiet and thin sounding.
It's muddy as fuck.
Yeah,
and I got notes on that.
Yeah.
You know, but
and I know they just reissued this, like they
and
did
I got notes on that part too of
which I haven't heard yet.
I haven't heard it neither, but I got notes on what I've read, you know, through our groups and shit.
But that's one that I want to double dip on, because it is a great.
But you gotta stop and think. Oh, Eddie, you know, on this tour, I know he had his amps tweaked a little bit. I don't know how they did it. They changed shit on the amps. I believe he was using Marshall still at the time. And he broke out the Steinberger.
Yeah, you're right. Because in the 5150 home video, right?
Live Without a Net, which, honestly, to this day, if they would release that as a fucking album, I'd be the first in fucking line for. Because I remember watching that shit on HBO.
Yeah.
Fucking killer, man. Yep. I mean, that's the first time I'm like, God damn, that's Van Halen in concert, you know? But that Steinberger, it had I'm sorry, you know, most of you guys listening are not going to have a fucking clue what the fuck I'm talking about. But the bridge on it, it had a special thing. You could lock it in odd positions so you could get like higher notes and. I mean, I was blown away by that shit.
Yeah.
But like I said, I hated this album at first because I was a Diamond Dave fan. I was like, I don't give a fuck who's singing it. It's not Dave. I don't care. But,
yeah.
You know, okay.
I don't have this in my notes, but I'm going to say this right now. This album has aged incredibly well.
I believe I did say that in my notes.
It really has.
This album holds up, honestly, to me. This album, I think, out of the Van Halen catalog, I mean, 84, I can still listen to 84 anytime. Fair warning, it's their best. I mean, I'm 100%, sorry.
100%.
Diver Down, still great.
Yep.
Number two is great.
Yep.
I don't listen to the first album as much because...
If you're having a cookout and I'm like, Brandon, play some Van Halen, what are you playing?
I'm going to put fucking Unchained on.
Right.
I mean, and that's off of Fair Warning.
Yep.
I mean, to me, they were just there.
Yeah.
But, like, don't get me wrong, man, 84 is killer. And you guys need to go back and listen to that episode if you didn't.
Do you remember what the best song is off of 84?
What, my favorite is?
No, the definitive favorite.
The definitive?
It's All Wait.
No.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. Just because you like the keys? You know what's funny? I was driving my semi the other day, and I heard a song come on the radio, and it flashed through my mind. It's like, yep, Travis likes the keys. No, it's not I'll Wait. I mean, it's okay.
It's great.
No, it's not. 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 Oh, my God. We ain't even on that fucking album and we're arguing. That Genesee's a hell of a beer. That's what Rick James would say. Oh, fuck me. All
right. So what do you got then for, what's your favorite track?
My favorite track?
Yeah.
I told you. It was Summer Night.
So that is your favorite?
Yes.
I mean, that's my favorite, too.
I said it was the guitar tone alone was worth the price of admission, and then you're beating me up on you hate the guitar tone.
Yeah. But the song is fucking fantastic.
Oh, my
fucking. It's the perfect example of solo Sammy and Van Halen together. Like, that song is, like, the choruses are Van Halen and the verses are Sammy. Like, solo Sammy.
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
I mean,
perfect.
I mean, I get it.
It's fucking great.
But I just love... I mean, I don't even know how to explain it to where everybody will understand. I know you'll understand when I say it.
Mm-hmm.
But that opening riff, that... Mm-hmm. He's using
his
thumb and his finger, and he's picking that sound. Shit. And it's just... to me, it's just... I'm like, God damn, it's fucking brilliant.
It's like for... people who didn't play guitar, like Dire Straits' Money for Nothing. Mark Knopfler does that.
And honestly,
that's that sound.
George Lynch, Dokken' It's Not Love, the beginning of that is that same type of picking.
Yeah.
But he's got the Steinberger on that song.
Yeah.
And he's got it locked.
Yeah.
Almost like you're using a whammy bar, you're pulling up on it.
Yeah.
Which will change the key. Like, what? That's more than a whole step, isn't it? When you pull up. But you could lock it like that, and then he could just play normal.
Yeah.
And it's like the whole fucking song is like a whole fucking step or two steps up above what he's playing. I mean, it's fucking ridiculous. Oh, so much. I mean, dude, his star burned out. Way before, because it just makes you wonder. I mean, he's been gone quite a few years now. It just makes you wonder what the fuck he would have come up with next, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, it's like, and I'm not going to lie. The day Eddie died, dude, that was a sad fucking day, man. Mm-hmm. And I never met the fucking guy. But it's like, he just had so much of an influence on me, you know, wanting to play guitar and just, he was so innovative with his tones and shit, man. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking.
Rest in peace, Eddie Van Halen.
So we agree on the favorite track?
The favorite track? I believe so. Yes.
What's
so we're going to number four.
Yeah. What's the track to avoid?
Oh, I would say Outside, but on the album it's called Inside.
Man, it's fucking horrible.
Yes, it's the last track. When it hits, it's time to change the album, folks. I don't get it. I don't know if they made it to be a dig on Dave you know, if you actually want to take the time to listen to what the fuck they're saying, it, to me,
it goes on for a long time. And then, yeah, like, what they do, like, I don't know, like 2 minutes in or whatever, like, it, just have that if you're even going to have it, but it doesn't even need to be there.
No, and honestly, this is the first Van Halen album without an instrumental track. They should have took that song out and just let Eddie fucking shred.
Yeah.
Or honestly, let Mikey fucking shred or fucking Alex shred. Or fuck, Sammy played guitar, let Sammy fucking shred.
Yeah, it's just fucking not good.
You could honestly put Two Dogs Fucking on that track and it would still sound better than the actual song. I mean, I'm just saying.
I hadn't listened to that song for years.
It's awful.
You know, I do listen to this record fairly regularly.
No, I know. This is one of my go-tos.
I always
too.
Avoid that song and I listen to the whole thing through and I'm
like, as soon
as
it starts, it's like, yep, time to flip it.
But I will say this. I do think this is unrelated. Like that classic Weezer song, you know, the sweater song?
Yeah, when they're the talking. Song. Yeah.
Like that's this cuz they're talking.
Well, and that's funny you say something about Weezer because let's see. I believe it was the first time I seen the Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
Weezer opened up for them.
Yeah.
And it was when Weezer had the kind of Van Halen,
their logo?
The bars, not wings logo.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was the Van Halen logo. So, you know, it was kind of cool that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, they was a, and honestly, if you listen to Weezer, you would be like, how are they influenced by Van Halen? I believe they were very influenced by Van Halen.
For sure.
So that's the thing, you know, music crosses over a lot of genres, but dude, I just want to throw it out there. And I know I'm going to hate mail. Hell, fuck, I'll take hate mail because we don't get no mail. Dude, anything coming out these days fucking sucks. I can name.
I'm going to push back.
I can name maybe two songs right now that come to my mind that are kind of catchy. And I don't even think they're playing them much anymore, like on the Blitz and shit.
There's smaller bands that still have great shit coming out.
That might be. And you're more into the indie scene. I get that. But like if I'm heading towards Columbus, if I'm doing a delivery, I'll put 99.7 the Blitz on. It's been a standby fucking station forever.
Yeah, that popular stuff, it's horrible right now.
Oh, my God. But I'm like, I'm listening to shit. And I mean, you know, they'll throw in like a Bone. They'll play some fucking Ozzy. You know, they'll play some Korn. They'll play shit like that, you know. And I'm like, okay, cool. But honestly, let me think. The last couple songs I heard was, I don't even know the name of the band. I just know just what the song was talking about. It's talking about the motherfucker was doing Oxycontin and he had a sawed-off shotgun. I like that. It was catchy. And then, what the fuck was the other one? Oh, I think it's called My Darkest Days is the band. And they had a song called Porn Star Dancing. And the only reason I think it really stuck out, it was catchy. But they also had, I think, Zakk Wylde was playing fucking the guitar fucking solo for it.
I do like Zakk Wylde.
And it's like, dude, everything else that they play, it just rumbles on like fucking blah, 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 blah. It all just, I'm like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah.
I mean, shit, I wish I could play better. Fuck, I'll put an album out. I mean, hell, we got a shitty podcast. I can put a shitty album out, too.
What shitty deep cuts do you have for this record?
Oh, deep cuts. There's only one.
Yeah.
Only one. And I do not know if we're going to agree on this, but I gave it an 8.
We're going to agree.
I went 51-50.
You think that's a deep cut?
I think it's a deep cut because it was not a radio release. So I went deep cut on that. I said, great guitar, great Sammy vocals. I'm giving you props, Sam Dog. And along with Mikey's vocals,
it
meshes great. And Alex is in the mix pounding the shit out of those drums, Dale. That's all I got to say about that. Yes, I threw a fucking another Step Brothers fucking plug in this shit.
That song's fucking great. Yeah, fucking I'd love that song. I think there's two songs that are not. There's only two songs that could be deep cuts on this record. I would have chosen that if I thought that was.
I just went as that is a deep cut because I don't remember ever hearing it on the radio.
Right.
I know more about it from just liking the album or watching videos
that's an option,
of guys playing guitar on YouTube.
If that's an option for deep cuts, then that's my choice because that's the best one.
You did not say Inside, right?
Fuck. No, the only other option would be Get Up, right?
Yeah, but I didn't go as that with a deep cut because, you know, it's on side one.
Yeah.
I do like that song.
Yeah.
I thought it was just a filler song on side one.
But, this song or this record's so fucking stacked.
It is until song number nine.
Right?
Song number nine, just throw it in the trash.
It's like just have a shorter record. Just don't even put it on.
They could have just put eight songs on this album.
I guarantee
Dave could have been playing the skin flute on number nine.
Seriously,
it would have been a better song than this.
This record sold millions and millions of records, right? How many people do you think were like, wait till this last song? This is the best one.
Actually, didn't this motherfucker go like six times platinum?
Yeah.
Hold on.
I think it's more than that now. But
by now, but
it was a ton.
Well, I don't know that what date this was like done by.
Yeah,
but I'm seeing six times platinum.
I mean,
so that's like what, six fucking million copies?
Yeah, but it's a shit ton more than that now. Yeah.
Yeah, but. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I mean, fuck it. Didn't this thing take off like a rocket? And
how many of those people who bought this bought it for Inside?
I would say zero.
Yeah.
Because I know this motherfucker didn't.
Yeah.
Honestly, I bought this motherfucker for Summer Nights and Best of Both Worlds.
Yeah.
And was highly surprised when I first put it on. And... you know, usually I was like getting blasted in the face, but fucking good enough.
Right.
I mean, just like in the little breaks when like Sammy quit singing and then Eddie just takes the pick and goes up above the fucking Floyd, the locking shit, just hit that. It's just like, God, he's a fucking genius. It's awesome shit. I know we're talking guitar nerd shit now, folks.
So what do you got for your production overall value? Like,
okay, production. I gave it a 5. I hate rating it so low, but
5 out of 10.
5 out of 10. Don Landy and Mick Jones of Foreigner.
Mm-hmm. I do love Mick Jones.
I think they did a good job on it. It's just, I rated it so low because I always wished the mix was a little bit hotter. You know, I've heard it's, you know, still muddy on the 2023 reissues, which we kind of hit on a little bit earlier. And I you cannot find the reissues as singles.
You have to get that box set.
Yeah, I know.
Split up by the years.
And the box set has been sold out since, you know, it came out. So, you know, why have they not released the other albums as singles? Because, honestly, I mean, I've got every Van Halen up and, you know, through OU812.
Yeah.
I need the Fuck album and I need... Well, I don't have the live album that they did that was in between the Fuck album and that.
Yeah.
I don't care about that. I didn't like it. But I need the Fuck album, and I need Balance. I mean, I got Balance on CD, but I want it on vinyl.
Yeah.
You know, because that album did have some great songs. Feelings was a great song on that one, you know. But, yeah, it's like... that's what I understand. When they released the first six, when Rhino did those, they released the first six in the box set.
Yeah.
The box set came out first, and then all of the singles came out, You know, and I've got some of the reissues of those, and they sound great to me. But then when these ones come out, you know, what the hell? There's only four albums with Sammy.
Here's the thing.
And it had an extra album in there with like eight rarity songs.
Yeah.
Which I did like some of those songs that they did too. Those were on the Best of Both Worlds CD. And then, you know, like Humans Beings, which was on the Twister soundtrack and shit, which that was the last song Sammy recorded with him until he came back in, 2004 when they did the Best of Both Worlds shit. And then they split up again. So
here's the thing that I always hate about bands. So you and I both agree, fair warning.
Fair warning's the definitive, I think.
Yep. For both songs and production value, right?
Yeah, it's great sounding. I was so stoked that day we found that.
Yeah, you got a fucking deal on that.
And I got it for like $7 bucks.
But this is what I fucking hate. Why the fuck does 5150 sound shittier than Fair Warning?
Well, the thing, you know, that I know is Templeman went with David Lee,
right,
and did that.
It's fine, but they were the, you know, like they could have any.
I know,
right? But any producer, any engineer, whatever you want.
Don Landy had been he was like an associate, or you know, he was under.
Sure.
So then I guess he kind of stepped up. He didn't like, I guess all the other Van Halen albums, they kind of mixed them. They called it like a live mix where Eddie's guitar was always like in the left channel kind of, and it was pushed higher.
I get all that, but here's the thing. As an end user, which is us.
No, I know.
It sounds shittier than Fair Warning and 1984.
And the thing is.
And 1 and 2.
And the thing is what I did.
But there's great songs.
Yeah. You know, that's. But what I did do. Remember when we were down in Raleigh and we would play some Van Halen stuff off of this album? I ran it through the program that I do the show on. I boosted the fucking levels.
Right.
I changed some shit out, and oh my God, dude, it just wakes it up.
Yeah.
But I even heard that on the fucking reissues, they're still sound shitty.
It sounds thin-ish. Like you want this. Like when you were talking about when you boosted it, like there's some more low end.
And
like,
I also, yes, folks, I did bootleg Live Without a Net, and I captured some songs off of that.
Yeah.
Why have they not ever released Live Without a Net on fucking vinyl, CD, cassette? If they put that bitch on 8-track, somebody's going to buy it.
Yeah.
Put that album out. That's all I'm saying. Y'all motherfuckers need to put it out.
He's right about that.
I'm a broke motherfucker, and I seen it on HBO and dubbed it off of that. And it's like, release Live Without a Net as a fucking album. You know, do the production right. I mean, fucking make sure the levels are there because, yeah.
And that was the mid-80s era. Van Halen dressing like Miami Vice.
I was going to throw the Miami Vice fucking thing in, yes. But the thing is, that's what's fucked up because OU812 is mixed the same way.
Yeah.
You know, it is. Templeman didn't come back in until the Fuck album. That's Unlawful Carnal Knowledge for all you folks that don't know, which if you're listening to this dickhead show, you guys know what the fuck we're talking about.
Yeah.
But I just don't want y'all thinking, well, this motherfucker just saying fuck, 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 fuck. Well, we say fuck all the time. It's a great describing word.
We do.
But Genesee Beer, 1878, I'm a fan.
All right. Overall, what do you give it?
Overall, I'm going to go with an 8 because I said, you know, it's got great songs. They got great flow. And, you know, the songs flow great from one another. It's a classic. It's a classic roller coaster setup, and I'm a fan of the roller coaster songs because you'll go from like their high energy then they go slow, then they go high energy, slow. My biggest bitch about this whole album is just the way it was mixed. It's just, it's muddy as fuck. And I mean, honestly, when you got a band, I don't give a fuck. Is 86, 96, whatever. It's Van fucking Halen. Make it sound fucking like Van fucking Halen.
Yeah.
Because honestly, they don't sound like that fucking live. I mean, they were great live.
I mean, honestly, fuck. Look, I'm going to throw some shit out here right now. Fair warning, you know, is my favorite Van Halen record.
I honestly think this
is my second favorite. All right. And I'm a Diamond Dave guy. Like, you fucking know that. This is my second favorite Van Halen record. It's recorded like shit compared to their other stuff.
Honestly, damn. I mean, this is tough because I like 84.
It's fucking great. I really All like 84. It's probably my favorite Van Halen song, period.
Not I'll Wait.
It's you know it's the best one.
No. I mean, goddamn, dude. It's got Tom. It's got Tom Jimmy.
I'm doing the air keys right now.
Oh, my God. He's playing air keys. He's fucking me up. The Genesee's got me cloudy, folks. Oh, my God. No. No.
Yeah.
Good you girl, know I'm right. Bad. I mean, it's you know got right. so many fucking... Let me find my old goddamn 84 notes. I got them.
That'll take like 3 hours.
No, it will not, because look what I just pulled out. Bam! Christ. Oh, I was ready for his ass, folks.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, shit. There's my fair warning notes, too.
Right there it says, that's the best one.
And the Lord said, fair warning, strike that poor boy down.
I don't even know what's happening now.
I don't know. I got shit going everywhere. Oh, hell, that's Paul's Boutique. We All did right. Paul's Boutique.
Did you ever see Van Halen?
Yeah, one time.
When?
Sorry. It was in 07 on the reunion tour, except for Mikey.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it was great because I got to see one of my childhood idol bands, you know, almost in their entirety. I feel it was super shitty the way they did Mikey and didn't include him in the tour. Mm-hmm. I get it that Eddie wanted, you know, to play with Wolfie. I mean, you know, now if you look at it in retrospect, it makes sense. Yeah. But at the time, I was like, fuck it, I'm going to go, man. And, I mean, it was great. But, you know.
I never saw him.
Dude, it was great. It was a good time. I mean.
They were one of those bands, but, you know. As we're older, like we fucking know this, but there's a ton of bands. When you're younger, you're always like, yeah, I'll see them next time they come around.
Yeah, and honestly, the thing is with them, I believe it was the Balance Tour because that was 95. Buddy of mine, him and his girlfriend had an extra ticket, and I didn't find out about it until like the day after the show. I could have went and seen that.
Yeah,
which that would have been. You know, the Sammy lineup, you know, which I would have been fine with.
Yeah.
But, nah, I mean, I always thought they were great.
Yeah, I wish I'd have seen.
Honestly, dude, it's what's funny is Van Halen's pretty much one of my fucking go-tos, man. Like, if I've been listening to a bunch of shit, it's like a reset with either that or AC/DC. I mean, you can't go wrong with either one, I don't think.
No, I mean, kind of like my baseline for life is Bon Scott, AC/DC.
Oh, yeah. But I will say, here lately, in the AC/DC category, I mean, I'll probably catch flack for it, but I guess it does got Bon Scott on it. I've been listening to Who Made Who, man. I love it because the movie's great.
Yeah.
And... It's like it takes you back to 86 when it came out.
Yeah, but also, like, we've talked about this. That is our favorite Brian Johnson era.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's definitely. The flick of the switch, Who Made Who,
Fly on the wall. Yeah.
Like that.
And it's so funny because I seen on one of the vinyl pages the other day, somebody was arguing, like, the Fly on the Wall and Flick of the Switch, and I'm thinking... Okay. Well, why don't you guys listen to our fucking shitty show? Because guess what, fuckers? We covered that shit like years ago. You know, because these bitches know we are the music authority, people.
But, like, those, it, unfortunately, like, those are sort of like,
dude, Simon Wright on drums. Yeah. I mean,
I'm with you there.
Everybody else is like Phil Rudd, Phil Rudd. I mean, honestly, I think that was the best time for them, even though they had a dry patch of probably songwriting, you know. And
I stand by that side one, A Flick of the Switch, is the best thing.
I don't know if I, and that's an album that from doing this show, I was like, it's a great album.
Yeah.
But I will tell you what's funny. The other day I seen something, somebody was trying to throw up Fly on the Wall against Blow Up Your Video. And I'm like, there's no fucking comparison.
Not at all.
Because honestly, I don't get me wrong. I love Heat Seeker.
Sure.
What the fuck? And there was one other fucking song off of
Blow Up Your Video. Like
Blow Up Your Video. That was the other song. And that's it on that album. Close. No.
Everything else is
and then
fucking horrible.
They were talking straight shit about Razor's Edge. And I'm like, are you guys fucking touched
or
what?
Not even close.
I mean, they were just talking like Razor's Edge was the worst AC/DC album. And I'm like, you guys are fucking
metal. I saw
AC/DC
on the Razor's Edge tour.
That's the album that brought them back from the slump of the fucking 80s.
But it shouldn't have fucking been a slump because those albums were
fucking
good. No,
and I agree with that 100%.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's probably for another week, folks.
That was their, we should say, commercial slump.
Yeah, I mean.
Not creative slump.
Well, but you got to stop and think, too. At the time, you know, Malcolm, he was drinking heavy and, you know, they was having problems with that, too, you know. And so, you know, and I mean, hey, fuck it. Everybody goes through problems. I mean, you got to sort them out. And they did because, honestly, like, Ball Breaker, Rock or Bust, all that shit.
Yeah. I mean,
another episode, folks.
Yep.
Do you want to put this motherfucker to bed?
Yeah, let's fucking do it.
Well, I'm just going to say, it's been a pleasure, folks, for you to take your hard-earned time and listen to our shitty program. And yes, I'm doing air quotes and dancing as I'm saying it.
Yeah, we're just fucking...
But hey...
We're a couple dipshits over here.
Yes. Honestly, I was worried today when I did my notes because I'm like, oh my God, we are not going to get a show out of this. Hell, we're almost an hour and a half in, and I got to piss my brains out. So, guess what? I'm Brandon.
I'm Travis.
And get you some Genesee beer. It's great. And listen to fucking Van Halen 5150.
Do it.
Great album.
Yeah, it is.
But we are Beers, Brews, and Vinyl Reviews. And you know what? I know we've said it, this is the third time now?
Yeah.
If you don't like Van Halen,
fuck you.